A magnificently carved wood and gilt frame surrounds this mirror and its companion on the other side of the chimneypiece. Look at the beautifully wrought branches curving up each side and even reaching onto the mirror surface itself. At the very top, you can see a pagoda. Inside is a Chinaman in a hat and muff playing the lute. It is fanciful and exquisite and very much reflects the taste for both the sinuous, curving form of Rococo style and the passion for Chinese motifs. The fashion for large looking glasses began in France in the 17th century, led by King Louis XIV. At the same time, mirrors began to be manufactured in England, but their production was difficult and expensive. The mirrors here show the creativity of English craftsmen in making large mirrors by fitting smaller pieces into extremely opulent frames. If you look carefully, you will notice that the decorative band of small leaves that crosses the glass actually joins two larger pieces of glass. Smaller pieces are fitted among the curving decoration along the sides. The designer is not known, but the frame includes elements of contemporary designs published by both the famous designer and cabinet maker Thomas Chippendale and the rival firm Ince & Mayhew. To hear more about Rococo style, press the green button.